Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we return from the break and are ready to go for the B block, it's time for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. And today, well, that means saying hello to Asta's CEO, Zane Kirby. This portion of the program is sponsored by Hilton.
Well, all of you regular listeners know we believe it matters where you stay and whether you're on the move for a vacation or a business or solo or with a group. With nearly 7,000 properties in over 120 countries, Hilton and their 18 world-class brands offer accommodations that are basically going to meet your every need.
Yeah, they certainly do, folks. We enjoy their all-inclusive resorts, and frankly, we think that the Hilton's Honor Loyalty Program, it's the best out there. Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over its 100-year history. They're the hotel and resorts company that we recommend for your travels. So whether it's exploring a new or familiar city, traveling with family, friends, or even your pets, or conducting important business, it's Hilton for the stay, folks. Make your reservations today. Find a direct link to Hilton at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. We began talking with Zane Kirby back in 2018, and we've made sure to stay regularly connected with him ever since. He's the CEO of the American Society of Travel Advisors, otherwise known as ASTA. And to maximize our time with him, off to that show hotline in Washington, D.C. we go for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Hello, Zane. Nice to reconnect. Mary and I are happy to welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, Robert. Hey, Mary. Good to be with you again.
Nice to have you with us this morning. So, as Mary just said, Zane, we've been having these check-ins with you now since 2018, and they've allowed us to cover robust times in travel, certainly the unclear and throttled times in travel, and times like now when travel is rebounding. Last weekend, we saw nearly 9 million people fly, according to the TSA, the first sizable uptick in holiday travel since the pandemic began, and that doesn't even include all the people who were road tripping or traveling by car or other means. Just prior to Labor Day, you convened ASTA's 2022 Global Convention out in San Francisco. I know you had some of our show friends there speaking with you, like Arnold Donald and Kristen Karst, and Bob Jordan was there, Jackie Friedman, Camille Oliveri, and many others. What are some of your takeaways from what occurred out there?
Yeah, it was a really positive event, Robert. That's what I think is really such a blessing, is that travel has rebounded. And although, as you mentioned, I mean, travel demand has returned, but supply and service, you know, they haven't kept pace just yet. Now, there are our friends on the airline side are working on that, I think, as quickly as they can. But to go back to the convention, it was a real celebration of our industry. It was a celebration of the return of travel. And I'll tell you, if I had a nickel for all of the travel advisor owners who came up to me and said, if you know 10 people, I'll hire them. Please. I mean, and all the independent contractors saying the phone is ringing off the hook. People were working in the hallways. They were working between classes. It was just, it felt really good for the first time in a long time.
Well, that's the exciting part. I actually have two people in my family and a friend, Zane, two who have just become travel advisors and one who I'm encouraging to get into it. So it's interesting, and there's certainly plenty of opportunity there. So I want to give you an opportunity to talk about something that you've done recently, the rebrand for ASTA and the new mission statement, or what you're referring to as more of an updated credo. It's very pro-travel advisor, but I think it's also really pro-consumer. So how do you see it impacting the industry and the travelers?
Yeah, we surveyed a broad swath of travel advisors last year, and, you know, the majority of ASTA members are charging service fees to consumers for the services that the professional services that they provide. And so we felt like it was, although ASTA travel advisors are leading in terms of this initiative, we felt it was important for us to step forward and make a statement about this leadership role that ASTA travel advisors are taking. You know, the person that and the people who benefit the most from a travel advisor's knowledge and expertise and skill of a very complicated travel ecosystem is the traveler themselves, right? The person who's engaged their services. So it makes sense that they should pay something for that service. And that's just what we wanted to put in writing. Not all travel advisors charge service fees, though we think that they should. But we really feel like it's a step in the right direction to acknowledge that, you know, many of our members spend decades learning this system, spend, you know, hours and hours on the phone with travel suppliers, vetting them, trying to figure out exactly who they can, you know, recommend with confidence. And so, you know, when your benefit as a traveler, you're benefiting from all of that wonderful knowledge and expertise and experience that our members provide. And so, you know, some charge a nominal fee, some who do a lot of high-end complicated travel might charge a little bit more. But it's a really important step for people who are benefiting the most from from our member services to pay something for those services.
And don't you think that in the time that we're in today, this is even more important because the level of care of the advisors, the level of consultation, the amount of time that they're putting in, this is a very complex time in travel. So to me, the timing is just right.
You know, it's a great point, Mary. I missed my connection the other day, and I shuddered when I looked at the airline's customer service desk that was inundated with hundreds of people standing there. I felt just fine. I called my travel advisor, actually anticipated I was in the air, and when I landed, they had texted me my new itinerary, and they'd already booked a hotel room for me that night. It was just magic. And so you're right, there are complications. I think the pandemic kind of revealed the complications that can occur in travel, and that it is a web of suppliers and destinations and regulations and things that you can't always control.
Well, I think that's so important to talk about because, listen, you know, we all, if you're buying a house, you have a realtor, you pay a fee. I mean, if you're sending your kids off to college today, all these people, they're getting college coaches and so forth, they're paying a fee. And for travel advisors with all the expertise and what they do, and what you just said is what I love because we agree with you. That's exactly, Mary and I have had a few experiences where we've been working with our travel advisor and all of a sudden we land and something's changed or a car is picking us up here or there.
And they're on it ahead
of
time.
But, you know, I want to go in a different direction with you because, you know, anyone who listens to this show, they know that I'm not a big fan of government and any type of government in my life. And I doubt many of our elected officials, frankly, could ever run a business successfully, you know, yet they're in a position of power to run one of the biggest businesses in the world. And my point, there's been a lot of chatter about trying to hold the people booking travel responsible for canceled or delayed flights. This clearly, in my opinion, is bad for the travel industry. And despite what some people may think, it's not good for travelers either. Certainly anyone who's run a successful business or taken, you know, economics courses, you know, they would understand that. But a few weeks ago, the Department of Transportation proposed a new regulation that would require travel agencies to provide refunds out of their own pockets if travel is canceled or delayed by an airline if the airline doesn't provide a refund. Most travel agencies, you know, are they're small businesses. This could certainly put them out of business. So how realistic, Zane, do you think this is? And what's ASTA doing to fight it?
Yeah, so I sat on the Department of Transportation's public hearing on this proposed rulemaking for 8 hours, Robert and Mary, so that you didn't have to. And it really is. It's a kind of a complex issue, but I think the bottom line is that there's already a huge asymmetry of power between these huge billion-dollar airlines and then the usually small travel advisor of folks who are booking the travel. And so to make travel advisors responsible for giving refunds when the airline has not refunded the money to them yet is really egregious. Now, the Department of Transportation says, listen, we're tired of consumers getting the runaround when they call the airline and the airline says, well, you booked this through your travel agent, get the refund from them. And then they call the travel agent and they say, well, the airline is still holding the money. So the Department of Transportation is trying to solve a very specific problem, but they've gone about it in a really ham-fisted way. And we expressed our extraordinary opposition to this new rule. And there's a 90-day comment period. We're going to fight this tooth and nail. No questions.
Well,
no,
I think
no
people listening, you know, we have a large audience around the country, you know, a mix of obviously leisure and business travelers, but a lot of people in the industry. And if there are travel advisors that are out there listening, you do have to speak up now because otherwise you're going to be so frustrated because government's just going to move and they're going to roll right over you. So I just think it's outlandish to think about that if I use a travel advisor and my flight is canceled, that all of a sudden I can go back and the travel advisor is the person that should, you know, I go back to that realtor analogy. If I move into a house and I don't like it, I don't get to go back and get my commission back from the realtor. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, you're hitting the nail on the head, Robert. It's just not feasible. It's not fair. And to treat travel advisors as though they kept and stole the money, so they're the ones that need to return it, when, you know, they've already given that money to the airlines. You know, reason kind of stares here. It's just a strange way. Certainly understand the Department of Transportation's idea that behind this, but again, it's a ham-fisted way, and we're definitely going to make sure that our members are protected, and that the travel advisor industry is going to be protected, and will be able to flourish because this rule is not that the rule as it's written is not.
Well, please keep us updated, and obviously anything we can do through the audience that we have across the country, we'll be happy to do it, because it is, so I would love to know when people were in a room getting together where they thought this would be a good idea. Zane, listen, unfortunately, this goes by very quickly. We really appreciate the check-ins with you and today's conversation. We have a lot more to get to. We'll just do that in the future. We hope you have a nice rest of the weekend, okay?
Yeah, have a great weekend. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Mary.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, an important issue for sure there with Zane, folks. And just ASTA.org, ASTA.org is the website. Make your voice heard.
And you can find travel advisors there as well
on their
new website.
All right, as we pause for a quick break, everyone, the right stuff, listener emails, and Destination Spotlight are still ahead this hour, while the National Communal Forum, Personal Connection, Open Road, and Museum Gallery are to come in hour two. There's still a lot of travel talk coming your way, and we'll get to it immediately following these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.